Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, it's a blessed day. I was blessed to be able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. It's been a good day so far. I woke up this morning. My migraine was gone. I had a migraine all day yesterday. I don't know what it was from. I don't think I had a small seizure or anything like that. I just had a migraine. And I think it was 3 Tylenol all day long. It didn't even touch it. But I woke up this morning and it was gone. So I thank the Lord for that. It's been a rather slow day here at the apartment. I haven't been doing anything but watching movies and eating Cheetos and drinking Mountain Dew. Not a really healthy day, but the day's going by. I don't have much to rant about. I just haven't been doing anything. Like I said, I'm just sitting around watching TV or watching my phone. I don't have my TV set up yet because I still haven't received my couch. And I can't arrange my living room until I get my couch. So I have all this stuff in the place where my living room is supposed to be, and I can't arrange it until I get my couch where I want it to be, and I can't put a couch where I want it to be until I see the couch, the size of the couch, and really where it's going to fit the best with my podcast station, because I can't put my podcast station in my bedroom due to the two dressers I have in there. I have two dressers in my bedroom because I can't put one in my living room. So I'm just waiting on that couch. Our elevator was out of order. I don't know if I mentioned that yesterday. But I've been having to walk up and down 4 flights of stairs in order to go to the back door to ashamedly go smoke. And it has been cutting down on my smoking a lot because it's hard walking back up those 4 flights of stairs. So that's a blessing because I say it's cut down on my smoking a lot. But today they fixed the elevator. I don't know what was wrong with it, but there were out of order signs on it this morning when I woke up. I don't know what happened to it, but I ran into the manager of the building earlier today, and she mentioned that they were working on the elevator and that it would be up and running by lunch. And it was up and running before lunch. So I didn't have to go up and down those stairs as many times today as I did yesterday, which was only a few. Because I am getting older and my knees cannot take those stairs. That's a hard fact to accept, getting older and our bodies breaking down. I never thought that climbing stairs would be hard, but it's not hard. It's just not easy. I remember the days when I was young, I could run upstairs, run up and down them. And now I have to pace myself as I go up the stairs and come down them. It's a job. And I didn't know how much I appreciated that elevator till I started climbing those stairs. But like I say, I'm glad they fixed the elevator. I've taken all my medication for today. I haven't had any auras. Haven't had any deja vu, anything like that. I'm just having a pretty good day. Just waiting for church tomorrow. Like I say, I don't have much to rant about. I did go out to eat last night, which is something I don't do very often because it gets rather expensive. I went to a local restaurant here in town, which is owned by a local citizen. It's a franchise restaurant, but it's owned by a local citizen. And I ordered a plate that cost me $17. And I remember the days when that plate would have costed $8. I just can't believe how much the dollar has shrunk. That's just hard to believe. And it was just fried shrimp. It was a fried shrimp combination plate. $17. That's why I don't go out to eat. Because I live on a fixed income. And I really can't afford to go out to eat. I save a lot of money by eating at home. I find myself more apt to eating at home because I like the idea of saving the money more than I like the idea of someone else fixing my food. I would much rather have the money in my pocket. But we had a good time. I got to spend some time with a friend, with my best friend, and his family. We always have a good time. Good conversation. It's good to get out of the house. Anytime I wanted to, I could get on my bike and go get anything I wanted to eat, especially in the location I'm at now. I have restaurants within walking distance, which in the last location I was at, I had restaurants within walking distance, but there was so much traffic that it made it a hindrance to get to the restaurants. Here, the restaurants are local, like really, really close. There's no traffic, so it's easy to get to. They're easy to get to. but I choose not to go out to eat alone. I only go out to eat when I'm with my friends. But I try not to go out to eat a lot because I'd rather save the money. I like having a nest egg. I haven't ridden my bike since I've moved because the places that I was riding my bike to are in walking distance now. So I really don't have to ride it. Maybe one day I'll find a place I want to ride it to. Maybe Walmart or something. But until then, it'll just sit here. I'm going to have to find a place for it whenever that couch comes in, because I believe by looking at the arrangement of the apartment that the bike is sitting where the couch is going to go. But I'm not sure yet. Like I say, I haven't really decided where the couch is going to go because I haven't seen the couch yet. And the couch has got to fit on the elevator, so it's probably going to be a love seat. It's not going to be a full-size couch, which I don't need a full-size couch. I'm not really a couch layer. I'm a couch sitter. Some people sleep on their couch, things like that. I'm not one to do that. If I'm going to nap, I'm going to nap in my bed. But I'm just ranting. I don't call this epileptic rants for nothing. I hope you're having a good day. Hope the Lord has blessed you. If he brought you to my podcast, then you're blessed because he woke you up. And that's a blessing. Don't take the day for granted. Find a way to bless someone else. I know I'm going to try to find a way to bless someone else today. But that's about it for me. I just thank you for tuning in. And know that as long as I can get up and put my knees on the ground, I'm going to put out a rant 6 days a week. So I thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.